You know, what the hell? I'll go the second hour deck of yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
If you're watching on CBS Sports Network, you're about to see me rocking somebody else's jersey. George Pappas. I'm still wearing it. It jumped the segment. What's going on? This show is brought to you by Rockin' Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rockin' Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. What a blast. I'm getting some reaction to it. Let me reset you very quickly. Coming up next segment, we're talking hockey. Capitals head coach Todd Reirden joins us. In hour number three, we talk to Howard Beck. In hour number three, I've got the week that was from Alvey. In hour number three, I've got the ATP. I've got your telephone number right now, 1-800-636-8686. Hit me up on Twitter at Jim Rome. Email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. Some quick reaction. Brendan in the Natty tweets, Alexis is the best. Wore the jersey, sure. She is, too. That's George Pappas' mother, Alexis. I mean, she holds it down. She's called the show twice now and has done as well or about as well as any guest that we've ever had. But then when you see her kid do what he did, there's obviously something about that family. They've got some swagger now. The voice of Roddy tweets, and I quote, "This dude, Jim Rome, rocking a George Pappas jersey. Classic. Hashtag the jungle." Listen. You see talking heads, vomiting diarrhea, spewing lava, throwing on gear and props all the time for their shows. This is not what I do. Like I said, I don't think I'm wearing another jersey, you know, save for maybe a tour stop back in the day when people would always drop gear on me. I don't know that I've done this since I was 12, and I'm wearing a college kid's jersey right now. And not like Zion when he was in college. George freaking Pappas. I'm representing Monmouth. And I'm still doing it. I didn't put that thing on and take it right off. I said, if you send me that, I will rock it during the show. And I am. CJ Mill 81 tweets, quote, "I told Pappas I'd do this.
I told Percy I'd do this.
I told Pappas I'd do this.
I told Percy I'd do this.
I did. I told Alexis I'd do this.
I told Percy I'd do this."
This email, "Dear Jim, epic story. Can you please manual buzzer someone today in that jersey?" Maybe. Maybe. That's a thought. Save that thought. Let's go to the phones. We go to Parody Larry. Lawrence, what's going on?
Hey, Jimmy.
No. You ask you like and you shall like receive.
Not a very good call.
How'd that go for you, Jerry in Phoenix? How'd that grab you, Parody Larry in Frisco? He said, "Dear Jim, epic story. Can you please manual buzzer somebody today in that jersey?" Larry, how did you not see that coming? I telegraphed that thing from like a million miles. How did you not hang up right away when I said, "Let's go to Parody Larry"? Man, be listening, Lawrence. Follow the show. You had to know that was coming. JPM, it's great. He's got a screen grab. Check this out if you're watching on CBS Sports Network. He tweets, "I am so glad I was home from work to witness that at Jim Rome." He's got the full screen grab of me rocking the jersey. Georgia Deuce tweets, "Give Alexis a golden ticket." I think that what she is like Mama Bear. She's a super proud, super fierce mother. She's not going to come in here and just start talking crap and blowing up people and taking runs at clones. I wouldn't give her a golden ticket. You know what she has? She's got like a different kind of ticket, a skip the line ticket. Whenever Alexis wants to call, we'll put her right up.
And I was very upset when the sports writers were saying that it wasn't classy. What do they know about what the last 5 seconds is in a game?
So good. I was really upset when all the sports writers were saying it's not classy. The hell they know about the last 5 seconds of the game.
Georgie Pappas.
Go ahead, Albie. Less of me and more of Alexis is good for this show.
And I was very upset when the sports writers were saying that it wasn't classy. What do they know about what the last 5 seconds is in a game when you're playing against Kansas?
Right? I mean, like, she's giving them the hands. You could hear her, like, you're saying that my family is not classy. You're saying that my son is not classy. It was almost like an episode of the Jersey Housewives, only good. Like, real. Like, Alexis. Alexis, she shouldn't be on that show. She should have her own show. The Alexis Show. Seth M. Cheek. How did you not rack Alexis? War Alexis getting a golden ticket. All right, I can retroactively rack her. So, Alexis, I don't know if you're still listening in your car. You probably don't follow this whole golden ticket thing. Really quickly, Alexis, or anybody else who's new to the program, once a year, we have something called the Smack Off. I've done it for 25 straight years. We're only the best of the best who are allowed to call in. It's like the NCAA tournament for sports talk radio callers. It's invite only. The best of the best compete on that one day, and the last person standing is the king of smack for an entire year. It literally is the most important day of the year, but it's invite only. If you've won the event in the past, you have a lifetime exemption. Otherwise, you need an invite. You need what is known as a golden ticket. So, Alexis, they're trying to get you to go. They want you involved that day. I'm always looking for females on that day. I'm always looking for a lady clone.
Wreck
her. Yeah. This guy nails it. Rome. Alexis is absolutely electric. Her energy and smoothness on radio makes it sound like she's been doing radio for years. You need to let her have her own segment. Perhaps let her do some correspondence pieces. War seeing Roman a gamer. War cursing at dudes while down 50. Unwar butthurt KU radio. Damasio in Albuquerque. Good to see you back on track. I'm still wearing the jersey, man. It feels so good. It's like wearing nothing at all. It feels so good. I forgot I was still wearing it. I'm telling you, man, I feel like I can get up and down. I feel like I can get out and run. I feel like I can get out and run and throw down on somebody. And then mother bleep people before I hit the floor. I feel like I can get up and down, throw down, and hang from the rim for 5 minutes. I feel like I could bring down the backboard. I feel like I can shatter glass. I feel like there's nothing I can't do. It's like euphoric.
Throws a dunk and then talks trash. He needs to get back to New Jersey with that type of attitude.
Yeah, either that or the Hall of Fame, where this jersey belongs, and yet it's on my back. SoCal Jeff is in, a.k.a. Jeff in SoCal. Alexis is so good, she needs a fake Alexis and a fake Alexis. See, now we're getting too inside. I think you could tell that Alexis had started to figure out the show a little bit. Like, she dropped a clone reference in her call. But now you're going deep. Like, there's no idea. There's no way she has any idea what that means, that we need a fake Alexis and then a fake Alexis.
Come on.
What that means, Alexis, is you are so good, you need an impersonator. And only the very best get an impersonator's impersonator. So now they want to get you a fake Alexis, a fake Alexis, and a golden ticket. And all for what? Doing what she would normally do. Probably doing what she does all day, every day. Be a great mom. Defend her fam. George. Of course George pickpocketed some guy. Down 55. Went down. Threw down. And MF'd everybody. The hell you think he got that from? Mama. At Hitman Canadian. Best parody Larry call ever. Stucknut. Greatest parody Larry call ever. 1-for-3-C1. Great call from parody Larry. We go to parody Larry. Lawrence, what's going on?
Hey, Jimmy.
No. You ask and you shall receive. Hey, Jimmy. That was one of his better calls because I didn't let him go. That was in response to somebody emailing saying, Rome, this is awesome. You got to drop a manual buzzer on somebody while you're in that jersey. Ask and you shall receive. It was that easy. All right. 1-800-636-8686. It is toll free. Hit me up on Twitter. Follow me on Twitter. Go to my Instagram page. Go to my Facebook page. Email me directly, Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. The rest of the show looks like this. Capitals head coach Todd Reirden. One thing I've not forgotten. I mentioned at the very top we would have some fun. We are having fun. Watch this guy coming in 3, 2, and 1. Big head, what's up? You ready for your segment, bro? James Kelly coming up later on. $6. He's going to make us some money. We're going to talk gambling for entertainment purposes only. Big head and I have made a few bucks this week. Major Domo 2 tweets, Jim Rome Show is on. Fire, fire, fire. I know, man. We are.
Burning.
Got Alexis to thank for that, among other things. Hey, boss, I'd like to celebrate that great podcast that I booked with Scott Pioli. Anybody up for a game of Duck, Duck, Goose? Signed, Old Man Ritt. The old man's an afterthought. Hey, Ike, I got to ask you something. When I came in this morning, one of my new favorite pastimes is to look at you and then look on your desk and see what you're eating. Broham, be honest. Were you eating cookies for breakfast? He's got a tray of cookies. He's holding them up right now. Homeboy eats, and I'm not talking homemade cookies. Never mind cookies for breakfast. Homeboy eats gas station cookies for breakfast. He terms them 7-Eleven Select. Bro, a cookie is a cookie, especially if it came from a convenience store. Gas station, stop and go, whatever, man. Cookies are not entrees. Cookies are not breakfast. They're cookies, dude. Nine-year-olds eat them, and you're chasing it with hot chocolate. Old man, you're on the clock. We all are, but you especially. Keep eating cookies for breakfast. Hey, Jim, I'm a huge combine guy. I combine lunch with another lunch, signed, It's Red!
It's lit!
Were I Ray using his gluttonous pet rat as a Roomba? When we come back, Todd Reirden is my guest. We're talking hockey next. The perfect hire can have an impact on your business for years to come. So when you need to find that next person to help grow your business, LinkedIn Jobs will match the right talent with your open role fast. LinkedIn has over 675 million members worldwide. I am one of them. I'm on it every single day. I know this because a lot of you are hitting me up on LinkedIn. LinkedIn Job screens or LinkedIn Jobs screens candidates with the hard and soft skills that you are looking for. I'm talking about things like collaboration, creativity, adaptability. LinkedIn looks beyond the work skills and puts your job post in front of qualified candidates who match your business requirements perfectly. This is how LinkedIn makes sure that your job post is seen by the people you want to hire, people with the skills, qualifications, and other interests that will help your business grow. It's no wonder a person is hired every 8 seconds with LinkedIn, and why companies rated LinkedIn Jobs the number one hiring platform for delivering quality hires. So find the right person for your business with LinkedIn Jobs. You can pay what you want and get the first $50 off. Visit LinkedIn.com/Rome. Again, LinkedIn.com/Rome. LinkedIn.com/ROME. Terms and conditions do apply.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Welcome back. I'm Jim Rome. We're talking hockey right now. We are joined by the head coach of the Washington Capitals, second season as Caps head coach. Won Stanley Cups as an assistant with both Pittsburgh and Washington. Washington is in first in the Metropolitan Division. They're at Minnesota on Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern. Head coach Todd Reirden is my guest. Todd, it's great to have you on. How are you?
I'm doing well, Jim. Thanks again for having me on. Always enjoy coming on your show.
Always good to have you on the show. Thanks so much, Todd. So you're coming off a home-and-home where you beat Winnipeg at home, then you lost to them on the road. In the rematch, Connor Hellebuck was huge for them, making 34 saves, getting the shutout. As a coach, is that one of those nights where maybe you run into a hot goalie and you tip your cap, or is there frustration that maybe you didn't make it tougher on him?
I'd say a little bit of a combination of both. We certainly had some good chances. But on the opportunities that we other opportunities we had, I felt like we didn't make it quite as difficult as we could on them. And that goes back to a little bit of our identity that we've had as a team here and why we've had success is got some big bodies that want to play physical and be around the front of the net so we can take away some of the sight lines for the goaltender. And I didn't think we got to the net front enough last night.
Todd Reardon joining us. All right, so at the same time, you are in first place in the division. So overall, what do you make of where the team is at this point of the season with just over a month to go?
Yeah, I think, we're still a work in progress. It's been, a little bit of peaks and valleys within our season, got off to a really good start and, went through a little bit of a drop in our play. I think we're trending in the right direction. We were able to add two players during the trade deadline that I think are going to really help us. And as we get into, the 18 to 15 games here left, we've got to continue to make a move in the right direction as the Metro Division. Yes, we are on top as we speak, but it is very competitive this year.
Todd, the Athletic had a really interesting piece today about the stick exchange and the fact that before last year's playoffs, you showed a video of the great exchange in the Stanley Cup clinching game where you had a 4-3 lead. Brooks Orpik's stick snapped. A teammate gave him his stick, then went to the bench to get a new one and broke up the play. Why was that so important to you to show that video before the start of last year's playoffs?
Yeah, I think that, everybody, not just the players, the staff, we're all in this together. And you need to have everybody on top of their game if you want to raise that Stanley Cup. And it was just it was twofold, actually. One, to show the training staff, the medical staff, everybody, how important their role is, that we show the players video all the time. Why would we not show our staff members video as well, positive and negative? And in addition to that, when you add some new members to your team or even new staff members, you want to show them everyone has a role here. And if everyone does their role to the best of their ability, then we're going to give ourselves a great chance to have success because of the talent level we have. And I don't think that there should be any player put on a special pedestal just because he's able to score goals. And that stick exchange was just as important to helping us win that game 5 and clinching that Stanley Cup as some of the goals that were scored. So I know it's important for me to have everybody on board and push them in the right direction. And it's definitely a journey, and you have to do it together, in my opinion.
It's a great story. Todd Reardon joining us. And then Alexander Ovechkin scored the 700th goal of his career on Saturday and then number 701 on Tuesday. I mean, Todd, when you think about the number of players who have played this game and the number of guys who have played it at the highest level and how few have reached that milestone, how significant is that number to you?
Oh, man. It's just amazing. It's been amazing to coach against this player and quite a bit, and then now to be able to coach him and see him every day. He is, beyond a generational talent, that's for sure, multi-generation, and what he's been able to do, how he's been able to do it, the size that he is, the fact that he's been, basically able to do it, without very few injuries, and it was just an awesome thing to be a part of, and to have him on our team was made it extra special, but it was a unique experience for sure, and glad to see that we've moved past it. I think this year's, I was here for 600 as well, and to see the 700th one, I think it's just taken on a little bit of a life of its own with the number of absolutely amazing players that he's passed recently, Hall of Famers, and with Mario Lemieux and Mark Messier and a number of other guys that he's just passed on the goal scoring list, and it just made 700 more special. And certainly, he's a guy who works at his craft, and he's earned it. So it's a special thing to watch every day.
He's earned that, but I wonder if he's gained the respect that he has earned. I mean, Todd, normally I would say it's so cliche and so tired to say, yeah, well, that guy doesn't get the respect that he deserves. But when you look at Alexander Ovechkin and the career he's had and the way he's done it, is he taken for granted, and does he get the respect he deserves?
That's a great question. I think that, when I watch There's a couple ways to answer that question, actually, because you watch how the opposition, you know, comes up with different schemes and plans to how to stop them every night. So you think that, you know, at least in the league presently, I know that there's respect, and they know that their game plan is that they give themselves a good chance to beat the Washington Capitals if you can keep him off the board. But I just think it's amazing what he's done and how he's done it. And like I said, he isn't a guy that's just going out there and scoring goals. He plays a physical game. He's found different ways to score goals, and now with coaching, you know, more coaches on every bench than there ever have been in the past, more use of technology to help players coach and teach players to do things better. It's difficult to score in the league now, and it has been the last few years, and I think what he's done is amazing, and I think should be placed at the very top of all goal scorers when we get to the end here.
Todd Reardon joining me for a few more moments. Now, you mentioned some new faces. The team did add Ilya Kovalchuk in a trade with Montreal at the deadline. You and I talked last season, 1 year and one day ago, in fact, from right now, but we talked about the fact that you and he played together in Atlanta, and you started to learn Russian from him. So what's it like having him play for you?
Yeah, hockey's a crazy world like that. You know, I think it's probably the fourth player that I've coached, that I've played with, that I'm coaching now. So there's not many of them left, Jim. So I'm getting older here. But we had a chance to add Ilya to our roster, and I just think that, you know, his resume speaks for itself in terms of the success he's had. You know, he's been through a little bit of a crazy path recently with spending time in the KHL and coming back, but in terms of, you know, so that's what he does for our team and what he brings to our group, and is a guy that has done a lot in the game but never hoisted that Stanley Cup. So I think he's really driven to be able to do that. He saw how much fun Alexander Ovechkin had two years ago, in Moscow with that Stanley Cup. So I think he's looking for some of that, but it's a unique world. It's a small world of hockey that now I end up coaching a player that, you know, I first kind of helped when he first got into the league as an 18-year-old. And, you know, it's funny to say, like I talked about a year ago, is we used to exchange one Russian word for one English word every day. And it's really helped my coaching path because there are so many Russian players in the league. And now I've gone on to play other places after I got done playing in Atlanta with Ilya. I could speak some Russian with players, and then, you know, coaching in Pittsburgh and dealing with, you know, Evgeny Malkin and, you know, Sergei Gonchar there. And then now my time here in Washington with Ilya Kovalchuk now obviously being here, but Evgeny Kuznetsov, Alex Ovechkin, you know, Orlov. We have a new goalie, Samsonov. So now the fact that I'm trying to learn their language, which is a very difficult one, and can communicate with them, that seems to go a long way with him. So I trace it all the way back to Ilya, so I'm nice that we could reconnect here at the end.
That is amazing. Todd Reardon joining us. So one last thought. You talked about the postseason and, of course, how important it is for your team to play big and to be physical. The team also had a defenseman, Brendan Dillon. This is a big guy with playoff experience. Tom Wilson had made the point that the game is moving towards speed and skill, but when you get to the postseason, quote, good old hockey always seems to come back out, end quote. So my question then, Todd, how valuable is it to have a guy like Dillon who's going to make sure that every opponent is going to know where he is and that he is there?
Yeah, I think that was a huge add and a great job by Brian McClellan, our GM, of finding the player. I know we spent some time watching him and familiar with him. Another player that I have a back connection with, I coached him in a rookie tournament back in 2009, so I knew the player a little bit as well, and he's done a great job to earn it, you know, to get everything that he's earned in the NHL, and his game really continues to improve as he moves along here. But he's been a great add for us, and definitely agree with Tom Wilson. I think that there's, you know, in terms of how our roster is built, it's definitely not a very fun team to play against, and especially as playoff hockey becomes a little bit tighter, more structured, I think now you can use and you know, some of your physicality and speed and you know, in that way, and I think we have a unique blend of it, and I think that we're going to be a very difficult out for whoever gets us this year because of the brand of hockey we want to play. It's our identity. It's something that we've done this year, and we've had success doing it, and I think it even becomes more prominent as you go into the playoffs because you're playing seven games against the same opponents. And now if you continue to invest physically against that team every night, it's just a matter of time until they break. As long as you can stay healthy and obviously get a few bounces your way, that was quite similar to the path that we used 2 years ago to ultimately raise the greatest prize in hockey.
So good to talk hockey, specifically Caps hockey. The head coach, he's in his second season there. He won Stanley Cups with Pittsburgh and Washington. Washington is in first in the Metro Division, and they're taking on Minnesota on Sunday. Todd, so good to have you back. I really appreciate that. Thank you so much.
All right, Jim, I really appreciate you having me on. Hopefully 1 year and one day from now next year as well.
Book it. We'll do it. Todd Reardon, my guest. Well done, Todd. Great to have you. Capitals hockey. Bella B loves when I talk hockey.
I love when you talk hockey.
Still rocking Georgie's Gamer. Like I said, I don't even know it's on. I forgot that it was on. This felt good and I didn't know why. There's power in that Gamer. Repping Monmouth hard today.
Georgie Pappas.
Georgie Pappas. You know, I'm still about the Gauchos. Gauchos got a big one against UC Irvine this weekend. But right now, I am repping Monmouth and the Pappas family. When we come back, we're open. I've got Howard Beck coming up next hour. I've got James Kelly helping us make some money this weekend. For entertainment purposes only, we will talk about some prop bets and some matchups. James Kelly back at it in studio. Howard Beck next hour as well. The ATP coming up. Jerry Jones just saying really regrettable stuff still. That's coming up. First up, a sports update.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
This guy's got a pretty good idea. Dear Jim, please try and get Alexis and George Pappas to the tour stop. I'd love to hear her smack unedited live in Buffalo. Jerry in Phoenix. That would be pretty cool. How far is Jersey? I don't know exactly where she is in Jersey. I wonder how far she is from Buffalo. Wonder if she can get him out of school to attend a tour stop. 8 hour drive, that's a pretty big ask. Hey, Rome. George's I don't give a bleep after the dunk is one of the best moments in sports. And to that tool announcer calling out his attitude, he probably tells his wife he's got a headache when it's time to wrestle. Mitch from Buffalo.
He needs to get back to New Jersey with that type of attitude.
Like that's some kind of a Jersey thing, a Jersey attitude. What, you mean still playing hard until the game's over? What a punter benches is very important. Regards, making sure you sign the back of your credit card. Steven PHX, War IRA, using dragonfly wings as crest whitening strips. Wells in the 360 tweets, War flight deck, betting on Ritz kickball games.
It's lit!
It's Rit! All right, so again, speaking of the flight deck, I dabble. I'm not like some full-blown degenerate, but I do have an online account because it's fun and because I know that a number of you like to get down as well. And we know that legislation is easing, so more and more people have access, and more people are betting. So I do. I dabble. I'm not a degenerate. So to me, it's part of the gig, because I know the rules are changing, and I know that a lot of you do it. I participate. I'm okay. I'm decent. I do not kill the game. I could use a little help. So where do I go to get that help? It seems to me a good place to start would be with somebody who's got a larger than average size head. or maybe a guy with a gigantic dome. And then I think to myself, wait a minute, there's a guy on my staff with a ginormous head. And what do you know? Not only does he have a huge head, he likes to gamble. And not only does he like to gamble, it's one thing to like it, he's actually pretty good at it. So, I don't want to be a pig with the intel. I want to share it with you. And this is why, on occasion, I bring in my guy, James Kelly, a.k.a. the Flight Deck. Bring it on in here, Deck. He's here on Fridays. There's a lot of action going into the weekend. Why not bring this guy in?
We're going ballistic, man.
We are. Watch your head.
Okay, man, let's turn it.
He's coming in. He's James Kelly. He's been on the staff for a number of years. He works one day a week, or he works in studio one day a week. Plug in, bro. JK, what's cracking, dude?
Not much, Jim.
Seriously, all kidding aside. All kidding aside, my man. How big is your head?
7 5/8.
So that makes your hat size, what, an 11?
Extra, extra large, and I only weigh 150 pounds. That's pretty impressive for a 150-pound man.
Yeah, that's got to be tough. If I've said it once, I've said it a million times. Hat size is not show fodder.
I love the jersey.
You like
by
that?
Chance, yeah.
Pretty tight, right?
Might have to hit it.
You might have to hit it. Is that what you just said? All right, so we're off and running. He just said I might have to hit Monmouth. Let's do what you're here to do, and that's make some money. As a reminder, these picks are for entertainment purposes only. All right, so why don't we start in the association? You've got the Nuggets and the Clips. Tonight at Staples, L.A. has got a chance to pull even with the Nuggets for second overall in the Western Conference. The line is Clippers minus 6. Now, I know you've had some trouble wrapping your world-class dome around this one. Who are you leaning to on a number like that?
This is the toughest game of the weekend to call because neither team has been at full strength all year, and now, finally, they are at full strength. So analytics and numbers aren't very helpful right now, so I have to go off of the better roster, which would be the Clippers. Sorry, Denver fan, you guys are good. You're going to be very good in the next couple years, but the Clippers are better. I still think they will cover the 6 points. Kawhi kind of got on them after 2 games ago. They're on a 2-game winning streak, and they're playing a lot better. And their new guys, Marcus Morris, Reggie Jackson, those guys are actually doing their role right now. So I'll take the Clippers minus 6.
You feel good about that, or you're hoping?
I don't feel great about it, but I'm going to hit it.
Clippers minus 6. He's going to hit it. All right, so a non-bet would mean he's not feeling good about it. The other big game in the association, that voice and that head, belong to James Kelly. The other big game in the association this weekend, you've got Houston at Boston. Both teams are playing well of late. The Rockets have been playing really well since they made some major changes to their roster. They're now the third choice. Let's quote this differently. They're the third choice in the Western Conference behind the Lakers, who are plus 125. The Clippers are at plus 190. This is in the West, not for the NBA title, but for the West. The Rockets now are plus 700. Have they played well enough for you to see value in that? Would you hit them at plus 700 in the West?
They're trending that way. They're playing small ball now. They're 9-2 since they made the changes. The biggest change out of all of it, I think, is Westbrook. He is minimizing his three-point shots. He's attacking the rim. And when they're doing that, they can be there. I don't think I will hit it, though. I still think the Clippers are a better team. I'd actually probably hit the plus 190 for the Clippers to come out of the West. But the Rockets, they're really, really good. And it's not a small ball thing. If this does fail, it's more of a defensive matchup against the Clippers or something like that. Because the Clippers, they're just more versatile from 1 through 8. They got so many guys they could throw at them. Westbrook, Harden defensively. I just don't think they could do it.
He likes the Clippers at plus 190.
Like,
all right, James Kelly in studio. As far as the NBA MVP odds go, how about this? Giannis has moved to a minus 455 favorite to repeat. LeBron and Luka both had pretty good weeks. Luka is second at plus 800. LeBron is plus 900, right?
Right.
Is there any value in either one of those guys, or has Giannis wrapped this up already?
Like you said, LeBron and Luka have been remarkable. LeBron at 35 years old is doing stuff he's never done. He's going to lead the league in assists. He's never done that before. He was good against Boston this week. He was even better against the Pelicans when he went for 40 against Zion and them. But no, this is a wrap. Giannis is going to win this thing. He won it last year. He's having a better statistical year this year than he had last year. And not only that, his team's trending towards 70 wins this year. So it's a wrap. It's over. I'm not hitting it. Giannis wins this thing.
All right, stay away from that. Let's go to the NFL really quickly. Let me hit you up on a really interesting prop bet in the NFL draft. For the draft, the Redskins have the second pick overall. Almost anybody, pundit, draft, or otherwise, has them taking Ohio State's Chase Young. Are you completely sold on Chase in that spot, or can you make an argument for somebody else for the Redskins at number two overall?
I'm completely sold on Chase Young as being a dominant football player. He is a unbelievable edge rusher. He's going to be good for years to come. He's the real deal.
Is there a butt coming?
There's a butt coming. It's coming. I could do it right now. I'm going to actually not do that. I'm going to hit plus 300 with Tua.
You are not.
I am. It just makes too much sense. I mean, they have the second overall pick. There's a new regime. Ron Rivera. He could cut his... I mean, he's not married to Dwayne Haskins.
Hot take expert. Are you kidding me? You think the Redskins will take Tua, and you'd actually hit
they,
that?
They have to.
Are you
going to
hit that?
I am going to hit it. I'm absolutely going to hit it. They have to. They have to sit there. They have to think. I mean, this is long-term thing here. Ron Rivera had Cam Newton for years. He knows what it means to have a franchise quarterback. You have one shot to get Tua. You have to do it. You have to follow what Arizona did last year, trend-setting stuff. It's like Kyler Murray, Josh Rosen. Try to get rid of Haskins. I still think Haskins could be okay. Tua is just the man right there.
I want to be very clear about this. Like, you can get on the air and say crazy bleep just to get people to look at you, but are you saying to me that you will hit that? You will put money at plus 300?
Yes, that's great odds. I actually will. And we're still, what, 2 months out from the actual draft? It'll start going that way shortly. Everybody's on Chase right now. I'm telling you, it's going to start. There's going to be a lot more Tua talk than there has been.
Okay, now, the weird thing about Tom Brady, I did this rant earlier this week where I just don't give a damn. I really don't care. I don't want to hear anything else. I don't want to hear any more alerts or updates and breathtaking, breaking news. It just does not matter. None of this matters to me right now because it all benefits him. But, of course, there are numbers about where he might end up. Let's talk for this for a minute. The Pats are the front runners, minus 125. The Raiders are the second choice at plus 225. The Titans are the third choice at plus 600. Indy is next. And then you've got the Chargers fifth. Do you feel strongly enough about anybody other than the Pats to hit that?
I don't feel strongly enough about anybody but the Pats. The 125, these great sources that keep leaking out this great news keep helping that line. So I like the Pats. I like the minus 125. History shows, man. It's Peyton Manning, he left because of Andrew Luck. Joe Montana leaves because of Steve Young. The Slinger leaves because of Aaron Rodgers. Tom Brady is staying there. This is the most overblown freaking story of the entire offseason. Jim, he's 43 years old. They're acting like this is like a 23-year-old Patrick Mahomes for how much freaking news this keeps getting. There's no way this guy's leaving, especially the AFC West. For the Raiders?
I think there's two issues right here. Yeah. The giant head is settling in. There's two issues here right now. Number one, and your point, is he's not going anywhere. And number two, what is with all the breathless reporting? He's a 43-year-old guy.
That's exactly right. And I would love to see
He's helping you make your
guy.
Point, because I'm
you.
Better at it than you are.
You're much better than I am at that. But yes.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point, though. Oh, yeah, you made a good point. Before you go, the XFL. Now, you've had some success with the XFL. Number one, how have you had success with the XFL, and are there any games that interest you this weekend?
I've first couple of weeks I was all over DC Defenders and Cardale Jones. Good thing I didn't hit him last week. This week I'm going to Houston Roughnecks. Our guy June Jones, he's playing good. I'm going to go with the quarterback PJ Walker and his wideout Cam Phillips. Their defense opportunistic.
What's the number?
But it's a minus one against at Dallas, so I'm going to hit the Houston Roughnecks minus one.
I hope you got all that down because we are running out of time.
Sorry.
What do you feel best about? You've got the Clippers minus six. You don't feel great about that.
I might add Oklahoma City plus 11 tonight against the Bucks.
You might?
Yeah. I did, actually. I just hit it.
Plus 11
plus
against
11.
The Bucks.
Best team in the NBA against the spread this year is the Oklahoma City Thunder.
James Kelly, ladies and gentlemen. Good job, Flight Deck. Well done. He's got a lot of action. You're welcome. He's got a lot of action this weekend. James Kelly, I want your thoughts. I want your reaction to it. He gave you a lot for entertainment purposes only. Now, he's playing with real money, but for you, for